Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Chuck Oliver Show podcast is presented by Larceny Bourbon. So smooth, it's criminal. Larceny reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. Hey guys, sports betting season is in full force. NHL and NBA playoffs, we enjoyed those, and now football season is here. You need a sportsbook with integrity and longevity like BetUS. You may already know this, but BetUS has been pioneers in the sportsbook industry for almost three decades, thriving and paying their loyal customer base. That is BetUS.com, and they have loads of bonuses. Join now or call 800-69-BETUS. That is 800-MY-BETUS. US, you can receive a 125% sign-up bonus by using the bonus code SST125. That's SST125. They have re-up and referral bonuses also. BetUS is known as America's favorite sports book for a lot of reasons. No matter what the season, BetUS has all the games, NBA, NHL, team, player props, loads of NFL and college plays, whether futures or individual game odds. You can bet UFC matches and props, PGA golf, and round matchups and live betting on most sports, including golf. The online casino has hundreds of games, and the racebook has all your horse tracks. They have every bet type imaginable, and the Sharp BetUS mobile platform is easy with full betting options. Follow my lead and partner with a sports betting company with integrity and longevity like I did. BetUS. You bet, you win, you get paid. BetUS.
In the South, it's always college football season, and the king of college football reigns supreme all year long. Southern Sports Today proudly presents The Chuck Oliver Show. It's an inside look at everything college football. Now live from Atlanta, Georgia, it's time to talk college football with the reigning king of college football, Chuck Oliver, on Southern Sports Today.
Any team looking to beat Alabama may have the best chance in years, like 6 years. It is the Chuck Oliver Show on a Tuesday, and there is nothing more limiting to a play caller than when you have to coach around someone's ceiling. Now, you want to know what that ceiling is. You want to know what the floor is. That's when you hear a coach talk about consistency. Do you know what they're really talking about? He needs to be more consistent. Almost, it's with every player, but more than any, by far, it's the quarterback. Got to be more consistent. He's saying, I want to know the very least that I can count on getting from you. And when it comes to Alabama, I said any team looking to beat them, they got the best chance in years. This season is still evolving. There are so many areas of a football team that will improve over the next 3.5-4 months. But the best chance to beat Bama in 6 years is at the quarterback spot. And we will go back in time now to 2015. Do you know what the big difference between 2015 was for Alabama and every year since? They won a national championship. Oh, no, wait a minute. They won a bunch of national championships. That's right. They won their division. They won the conference. They won the Natty. They got all the trophies. They got miniature giraffes. I mean, just whatever you could win that year, Alabama won. And do you know how they won it? They won it with Jake Coker at quarterback. And if you go back to the 2015 season, Jake Coker was fantastic. He had gone down to Florida State at first, right? Mobile kid, went over to Florida State, and he got a ring over there too, didn't he? And then he transferred back and got another. So, I mean, Jake Coker walks into a business meeting now And it's like, you know, you see those, like in a movie, you'll see like the funny scene where a guy is going into a business meeting and he like has to decide which side of the business card to hand over. That's Jake Coker. He's going to a business deal in Florida. It's the 2013 ring. Business deal in Alabama? All right, let's swap out the hardware. Jake Coker was your starting quarterback, and he was a big old sturdy guy with a strong enough arm. And he got a minute. I'm trying to think. It was McElroy, I know, with the Jets. But for some reason, I think Jake Coker may sign with the Cardinals, I'm being told. But he was just a really, really good Saturday quarterback. And he was not one for the zone read. Dan, you remember watching Jake play. He was not one for the zone read very much, was he? The spread option?
No, he was at the beginning of Lane's tenure in Tuscaloosa.
And Jake, I always say this, and I'll go ahead and look him up now. I will Google my computer. I should have done this. There's so many times I don't think it'll be important. But then for accuracy, I want to know. I was about to say, oh, I'm glad I did. I said, he's about 6'4". Jake Coker, 6'5", 235. Now, there's all – not all 6'5", 235 is created equal. Like I said, Cam 6'5", about 250, and he's a runner. Jake Coker was not a runner. What Jake Coker was is big old strong dude stand in the pocket and deliver the ball downfield. That's what Jake Coker could do, and boy, he did it well, and Alabama won a national championship with him as the starting quarterback. Alabama also won a national championship that season with Cooper Bateman and Alec Morris as the two backups. And this is the first time since 2015 that Nick Saban hasn't had a backup he likes at least as much as the starter at some point during the season. And it has already changed what they wanted to be doing with Bryce right now. The offense, it is not humming. Do we agree with that? They're scoring, but almost every play is a right answer when you have all that talent. I am not saying, like, if you go through, like, you know what leagues coaches get disrespected the most? The NBA. They just throw a ball out there. Well, not every team wins every year, and if it was just about having the best roster, I mean, you lock up free agents. Where Golden State had the best roster for six straight years. They didn't win six straight titles. So there's more to it than just throw the ball out there. But this offense right now, it is not humming. It's not right. And when it comes to dialing up plays, I said there is nothing more limiting to a coach than when you have to call plays around the limitations of a player, particularly your quarterback. But the other aspects of this offense that will determine its effectiveness this season, see, they all evolve over the season, barring injuries, and there's my one little caveat. You know what the offensive line will do? The offensive line will settle. They'll settle. They'll get their best five, and it may not include Chris Owens. I'm just picking a name. And again, I think he's a super senior, and I know I've asked myself that question on the air before. In fact, if I had $12 to bet right now, I would bet $12 he is a super senior. He may not need to be playing as much. But the offensive line, it'll settle. And I talk about that every single day almost, offensive line and secondary. More than any other positions, they settle. The best players kind of rise to the top, and then they go to their best positions, and those are the two unique units where you can play a lot of different spots in a secondary and an offensive line. And so it needs to settle. They'll figure it out, I promise. The running backs will be figured out behind Robinson or maybe ahead of Robinson, but maybe behind Robinson. Just how much of a – like, Dan, I'm going to quiz you right now. Just be honest, and you can push back. How much of a real one does John Metchie strike you as right now? Like,
does not strike me as a real one.
It's like Julio, Amare, you know, just this line. I am not saying Devonta, Metchie. That's going to settle, though, isn't it? Or is it already JoJo Earl? I don't know that. Or is it Jameson Williams? I don't know. But all of that will be settled. For the rest of this season, though – That quarterback three deep is kind of what it is. And the offense, I believe, is also being affected by that. If you look at every other season since 2015, do you know what you had? At least one other quarterback that at some point during the season, Nick Saban looked at the kid and went, well, heck, I like him as much as the starter. Do you know when that happened in 2016? You're thinking, because Jalen took the job from – I know. He had Jalen that he liked as much as the starter. And it literally took, what was it, three possessions? Hey, kid, yeah, go get you some. Jalen Hurts, true freshman, 18 years old. He decided in Baton Rouge, even years, Baton Rouge, right? Yeah. He decided in Baton Rouge, by God, I'll make the play. And in the fourth quarter, he did. Freshman. He was the backup. 2016, Nick Saban looked at five-star Blake Barnett and said, I like him. He's the starter. I don't know. Into the first quarter? Week one? Yeah, the backup? I like him better. 2017. We have all heard the stories about in the semifinal game against Clemson, which Alabama won 24-3. The plan was already in place. That the staff, like, it was that sort of unsaid thing for the first half of the season. And then word is, about the second half of the season, yeah, everybody kind of knew this kid's better. All right, if things are going a little sideways against Clemson, let's put in Tua. 24-3. Well, dag. All right, week later. If things are going a little sideways at halftime of a national championship game in Georgia's backyard, hey, kid, go get you some. Folks, every single season he's had a kid, and the same thing happened last year with Mac Jones, who was a Heisman finalist and a first-round pick. No, he wasn't. Mac Jones wasn't a college kid last year. Mac Jones was 1 year from being an NFL team starting quarterback. And you know the word coming out of Tuscaloosa? Good for Mac, there was no spring practice. This year, that doesn't appear to be the case early on. Now, I say early on, I don't know if it would be different if Lil Tua was still there. I don't know if it'd be different, whoever. But with Paul Tyson and Jalen Milroe, I mean, my gosh, he just got picked off the tree, all right? Still very fuzzy. Jalen Milroe, he's a good-looking kid. I mean, good-looking kid. Get my school like five of those. Throw him in a Xerox. But he's not ready to play. Even with all the other talent around him at Bama, he ain't ready to play. I don't know if Paul Tyson will be, and I'm saying that literally, because I looked at Mac Jones and was like, what's he doing in? This last, in the 2019 season, this will be, boy, Alabama's about to get run over. Because they're going from Tua to this kid who was the lowest ranked recruit from that class who was still at Bama. Go back and look at his recruiting class. And I'm taking the kicker. There was a kicker and a long snapper. Positions that actually get ranked. He was the lowest ranked kid still there. And so, you know, I'm really smart guy. And I look at it and go, oh, well, he must not be good. I don't know. If you're the 22nd best recruit in a single class at Alabama, what might you be at Ole Miss? What might you be at Miami? I'm giving Power 5 schools, folks. But he can't be good. Yeah. Maybe not. Even last year, with the Patriots starting quarterback taking snaps, there was a kid. Hey, this other kid, he may be better. Well, now that kid is the starter. So that part of the offense, I do not expect it to evolve over the season.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hi, I'm Mark Beckham with Atlanta Ramjack. We specialize in only foundation repair. What is foundation repair? Foundations sink or settle. These issues need to be addressed. It only becomes more costly the longer you put it off. What is the biggest cause of foundation problem? Either poor construction, inferior site preparation, or weather. Drought causes cracks in your foundations. If you see any signs of foundation issues, please contact us at AtlantaRamjack.com.
Football, no matter where you go, with a new Southern Sports Today app. Catch the best college football conversation in the South everywhere with the SST live stream and daily podcast. Download it now at the App Store and the Google Play Store. Now more of the best college football talk in the country. It's the Chuck Oliver Show.
There wasn't much praise or happiness or smiles this morning in the team meeting. I can tell you that much because we didn't win the game. As I said, there's some positive things that we can take out of it. And there's some things that we have to get corrected. And it's making sure we embrace that.
Dan Mullen, Florida head coach. I believe he's being genuine there, not just saying, oh, what am I supposed to say again? Where's the coach's script? He is talking to the media about the mood around the team after such a close showing against Alabama. Dan Mullen himself, I believe it was – I can't remember. I saw this Sunday night, but I don't know. I can't recall if it was post-game Saturday or maybe media on whatever, our coach's show or something on Sunday. But I heard Dan Mullen saying, you know, we lost by four last time. We lost by two. I hope we get another shot at him. Was that post-game? I think that was post-game. But that wasn't him saying, hey, look at us, how close we were. He was saying, dadgummit, got kind of close, you know, 9 months ago, got even closer today, dadgummit. I won't use that. That's a Florida State thing. That's disrespectful. It was not him saying more of that was everybody else. That was kind of like us, not me. First thing out of my mouth yesterday, literally. I think I opened the show talking about it. I gave the wording. And I related it to the Auburn-Penn State game. And I related it back to Florida State-Notre Dame. Remember, yesterday I said, it's not feeling good after the fan base feeling good after that loss. The wording is, more confident they can compete against top-level opponents. There is no I feel good or, hey, we were close, and that's something, because it's not. Florida got beat 100-0 Saturday. That's the equivalent in the standings, and that's all that matters to a large degree. So you don't feel good, but you are more confident where you do bring context in, nuance, more confident they can compete against top-level opponents. So I appreciate what – oh, by the way, I said I appreciate what Dan Mullen said there. I got to apologize as well. I was having a brain spasm. And I caught some of this on Saturday between the third and fourth quarters. I had a brain spasm a few months ago, and I said on the air it was running down a dream. I won't back down, Tom Petty. I don't know how in the world I would have missed that was a – like I called a British guy Irish. I mean, I called a guy in the Marines an Army guy. That's just it's really – that's hallowed, and it should be down there given, you know, Gainesville's – favorite son. So I can't even believe that came out of my mouth. I remember that, and I wanted to come back because I heard just a little bit of it the other day. What's up?
That's the right thing to do because, yeah, Tom Petty to Gainesville is like George Strait is to San Antonio, yeah. Texas. You don't go into San Antonio and say, hey, man, this Garth Brooks is really good.
I have a friend of mine who grew up in San Antonio, and he was actually good enough that he played college baseball. Mm-hmm. And he said when he was 12, George Strait's son, I believe Bubba, beamed him.
Oh.
Yeah, a baseball game. He's like, George took it. He's like, man, it's baseball. Yeah. So, you know, just kind of watched it. He said, George was cool about it. He's like, yeah, so I apologize to the kid. I think the kid's name was Bubba. So, anyway, what do you got?
Yeah, how about that? Speaking of nuance, I appreciate the fact that Shane Beamer had a little bit of it on Saturday night. Now, I want to also clarify some things that I don't need to carry the water for Shane Beamer here, but if anybody was upset about his at the end of what the hell is this question kind of deal with his damn, you know, at the end of just kind of like, did you really just ask that question? He was just being blunt and honest in the moment.
He was reacting like a fan.
He was, which was awesome to see, where he was just like, hey, you guys all see it. My players all know it, that they're just better than us. There's no secret formula to it. It reminds me of a guy who probably could get away with it a little bit more. 2009 NBA playoffs, Aaron Brooks was just having a series of the ages for the Houston Rockets, and he went off against the Lakers that day, and TJ Simers in the postgame press conference asked Phil Jackson, oh man, how could you guys allow this to happen? He goes, give the guy some blanking credit. Didn't say blanking, but for this sake, he said blanking credit. Yeah. And that's exactly what Shane Beamer was doing on Saturday night. He just said, hey, guess what? They're much better than us, and we know it. They know it. Everybody knows it. I appreciate when coaches do that.
Yeah, it was essentially, hey, what was your response to them? In appreciation, it's, damn. That is an evaluation, very simple, that everybody understands.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season. Always college football time in the South. Now back to more of the King of College Football, Chuck Oliver, on Southern Sports Today.
Well, I dig Tuesdays on the Chuck Oliver Show as much as any day on the Chuck Oliver Show, because it's the Bartu Day. Dave Bartu, he is College Football Matrix. Well, what's that, Chuck? It is a company, it's a service, it's a laptop where Dave Bartu and I suppose his staff, either digital or real, they paint pictures with numbers. They look at past activity and decisions and results and those outcomes, and they will tell you with some uncanny likelihood what is likely to occur, what could occur, and by percentages, et cetera, going forward. He connects people with other people, open positions, et cetera. And, hey, there's an open position right now in college football. I want to welcome on my man every single Tuesday. It is Dave Bartu. Dave, how are you today?
Dude, I am doing great. Just got out of the woods, as you know, from elk hunting for the last 8 days, and back to reality. Actually, didn't really even leave it that much because I did have some connectivity, but darn if I am just not absolutely jacked up after that trip right now.
Is there elk sausage?
On the way.
Is there?
It is on the way.
Oh,
yep, there's elk sausage. There's elk pepperoni. I make my own jerky. 10% bacon in the ground elk.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, let me ask you a question about something else, and you can go ahead and give the websites and all that, because it's a business endeavor, but you also help people. Talk about Hemp for Pros.
Oh, Hemp for Pros. Actually, it's the first and only professional athlete association that has partnered up with the USA Hemp Company. I happen to be part of that as well. And it's all designed to promote health, wellness, reducing pain, inflammation, helping with sleep, all sorts of natural, I can't say cures, right? But natural ways of helping not only former players, but consumers in general. And really one of the cool parts about it, a piece of every sale goes back to the Pro Retired Football Players Association to help with retired football player benefits.
All right. One more thing about this, because I have a question, and I am not a former player. I am on the consumer end of this, but I'm a pretty square individual, and I saw actually in your Twitter feed, CFB Matrix, you had like shoulder cream rub on, and here I am, square guy, you know, rule follower. I'm thinking, first of all, that he's going to ship this through the mail, and I'm going to get arrested. It's illegal in my state. I'm going to get addicted. I'll be driving after I use it, and I'll get in a wreck. Alleviate square guy who doesn't understand, because I want my shoulders are wrecked. Even though I didn't play football, but they're wrecked. What about for the regular old consumer?
Well, I mean, that's what I was tweeting about while I was actually on a hunt. My wife suffered from tension migraines, you know, where it starts in your shoulders, your trapezius, works up your neck. She starts seeing stars, and as soon as you see stars, here comes the hell. And she's been using the pain and inflammation lotion on her repaired knee, her ankles, and she just rubbed it all over her neck and on her temples, just everywhere where it was hurting, because she didn't want the headache. And she'd never tried it before. And darn if within 30 minutes it was gone. Just gone. So I just, you know, it's just one more application for it. But back to your question on, you know, shipping and where it can go, it's illegal. The Federal Farm Act of 2019, everything we do is in compliance with that. We ship it to every single state. And yeah, even though it's hemp derived, it's also, when you talk about putting it on, you know, what's going to get in my bloodstream? I get that. The topicals, the reports are out there. This stuff doesn't even get in your bloodstream. It is right on the surface. It's in the muscles, but it's not in the blood. So I can ship it to you, and you can bathe in this stuff, man.
Dave, because it's funny, I don't know if you watch Nat Geo, but they got the series called To Catch a Smuggler. And I was telling my wife, I don't know, about a couple of months ago, I was like, that's what's going to happen if I get that cream from Dave. It's going to be like To Catch a Smuggler. They're going to have like they called it a controlled delivery where the undercover agent knocks on the door. All right. Well, you have answered a lot of questions. Let's talk a premier job. And I swear it's a premier job. I know it. USC. Why did it go as long as it did? And what happens next?
Oh, I don't know why it went as long as it did. You know, one of the unsettling things with USC is they just never got the AD right. I mean, they have cycled through ADs faster than most programs cycle through coaches. So there's been no stability at USC, at least in my opinion. There's been very little stability there. And nobody's pulled the trigger on this to make a change. And finally it's happened, but I don't think it diminishes the ceiling of USC, right? I mean, this is still elite brand. This is still elite potential. This is a program that is still anchored in one of the best recruiting areas in the country. And you look at the competition, they only have one top 25 recruiter in the rest of the conference. So it's kind of like, you know, an Oklahoma situation in that there's not a lot of great recruiters out there in the conference. Well, that's going to change pretty quick. But it's still an absolute premier job, and they got a lot of time to figure it out. I think you're going to see a lot of guys that are of high quality getting a lot of raises at their current position before USC pulls the trigger.
And I'm just asking questions here based on what's already happened and what I think is ahead. Like, you know, Florida State, as bad as it's been, they hadn't played Clemson yet, for instance. You know, they're in conference now. They're in conference against Wake Forest, and it looks worse than I thought it was going to be. Go back. Tell me what you thought about Mike Norvell, because I told any Florida State fan who would listen, like, this is going to work. This is bricks and mortar. This is not sand.
No, I agree with you. I mean, in terms of the big board, going into the G5, it was the number one guy on the board. You look at what he had done at Memphis from several different angles. Was recruiting up at Memphis? Absolutely was. Was the offense great at Memphis? Yep. And with multiple quarterbacks, he cycled through a lot of players and kept the offense at a high level. Was he able to hire good defensive coordinators? Yes, he was. You know, so his hiring process, his offense, his recruiting, everything looked really good on paper. Not to say that it won't turn out good in the long run, but I agree with you right now, losing to an FCS program, that's as low as it's going to go, right? It just can't get any worse than that. We all hope, but when the hire was made, I'll tell you the numbers backed it up 100%. I don't know what other guys, let's say Power 5 guys that were interviewed that maybe turned it down that that they also looked at. But in terms of what was available at the G5 level at that time, he was the best risk on the board.
I'm going to ask you about some other specific situations on the other side of the break. But before we go there, just a philosophy of, well, by golly, we're Florida State, so we're hiring a head coach who with experience and success. You know, got to be a head coach somewhere and experience. So you miss out on all the Jeff Hafleys of the world, for instance, don't you?
You do, but can you really take that risk? Look, you have a new athletic – part of when you look at this, in my opinion, and this is how we kind of look at things, too, when we work with athletic directors. We did not work on this one. But you have to look at the pile of chips the athletic director has, okay, which means how much risk can he take on a bet, all right? Now, if he takes a risk on a Jeff Hafley and it fails, that looks really bad. Okay, you take a risk on Mike Norvell and it fails. It doesn't look nearly as bad because Mike had a good history of success behind him. So you got to look at that pile of chips the AD has because he's got to protect his job too, right? I mean, these guys are making $1.2-1.4 million a year. These guys are making $100,000 a month. You do not want to get fired for a football decision that is bad. You know, ultimately, if you're an AD, you want a no-brainer decision that everybody loves. Nobody can get mad about it, right? Nobody can get mad at John Cohen about taking Mike Leach, even though fans are disgruntled right now, but they all loved it when it happened. Scott Frost, no-brainer. You know, so it always depends, you know, how big that chip pile is. Is it a Jeremy Foley who has infinite number of chips and could have hired Mickey Mouse and gone 0-48 and he'd still have his job? Or is it a brand new AD? And you look at Florida State, pretty much a brand new AD, right? So I don't think you could take a risk, even if you interviewed a guy like that with zero experience and said, God, this is my guy. When you go home to your family, can you look at yourself in the mirror and say, I can afford to take this risk on this guy? Because if it doesn't work out, I'm going to get fired. You ain't going to take that risk. None of us would, right?
The Miami Hurricanes, one more team before we break. The Miami Hurricanes, they're already 1-2. They'll get square this weekend. They've got Central Connecticut. Then they jump into conference, and maybe they do it without Derek King. Now, I'm giving you on-field variables. Tell me what you think about the sidelines. Tell me what you think about Manny and what you did think. Because he recruits.
Does he? Has it really improved that much? I mean, if it has, it's not translating onto the field. So he's not very good at picking his coaches. You know, the offense has not been there like we expected it to be. You know, he brought in a new offensive coordinator. That hasn't worked out. And I think a large part because the offensive coordinator pace of play that they brought in doesn't mesh with the ability of the defensive coordinator. The OC-DC pairing here is a bad marriage. Even on paper, you go, oh, those look like they're quality guys, but not together. And so I think with Miami, you just don't have a good pair of coaching right now. They've lost at home badly to Michigan State team that they've vastly out-recruited. We'll have to see where this goes. He didn't have a good – his first year was poor. So we're not seeing a real good development here.
Yeah.
I think we both probably agree. If we're placing a bet on Manny Diaz for and against, I think we're fading him right now because he's not putting it all together just yet. We still got a lot of season left.
Yep.
A lot of season is still left. Things change. But what I don't like specifically about the program is the marriage of the OC and DC. I think it is counterintuitive. It's like two magnets, and they're just not going to get along and perform well together.
That's what you get from Dave Bartu. We get it on the radio, NFL teams, college teams, athletic directors, head coaches, agents, folks looking to get hired. That's what they get from Dave when they contact Dave. We'll give you all the contact information, some more about CFP Matrix. We're going to take a break, though, come back and wrap up Hour 1 with Dave Bartu on this Tuesday on the Chuck Oliver Show.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hi, I'm Mark Beckham with Atlanta Ramjack. We specialize in only foundation repair. What is foundation repair? Foundations sink or settle. These issues need to be addressed. It only becomes more costly the longer you put it off. What is the biggest cause of foundation problem? Either poor construction, inferior site preparation, or weather. Drought causes cracks in your foundations. If you see any signs of foundation issues, please contact us at AtlantaRamjack.com.
To the Chuck Oliver Show on Southern Sports Today.
Chuck Oliver Show continues on a Tuesday, and I have said that there are two categories in the coaching world, certainly, but in a lot of professions, but in the coaching world, bosses, ADs, you know, university presidents, whomever, looking down at their coach, it's either just give me a reason to keep you. Just please give me, just go 500. Get us to a bowl. Give me a reason to keep you. Give me something to go to the public with. To just give me a reason. Just give me any reason to fire you. And normally that's an AD who, I'm not the one who brought you in. It's either give me a reason to keep you, give me a reason to fire you. I think Clay Helton was in that first category. Just give us a reason to keep you. We don't want to pay you to go away. Please just give us a reason. And he could not do it. It's why one of what I believe the premier jobs in America, it's one of the reasons I believe it is open right now. I want to welcome back on Dave Bartu from College Football Matrix. Obviously, UConn with Randy Edsall, it was the give us any reason because we want to separate from you. Rate that job. Like, what would you tell UConn about their job? What would you tell a candidate about the job?
Oh, shoot. Where do you start with that? I mean, it's if you're trying to sell it, right? I think if you're trying to sell it, if you're an AD and you get a guy you like, I think when you're trying to sell that is you might offer the guy an extra year. You might let them know, look, they got a longer lease to make this work. Because of how far Randy drug it down.
The Jeff Collins contract at Georgia Tech, I don't know if most people know that, because of the extreme changeover of offense specifically, Dave, and I assume you know this, his first 4 years, 100% guaranteed. Like, and I'm like, folks, Jeff Collins, they can go 0-for the rest of the season. He ain't getting fired until at least the end of next year because of that contract. And so you're right. There are situations where it's so extreme. They say, look, we're just going to give you an extra year or two when it's all guaranteed.
Right, and that was for Georgia Tech. That was the way you sell that job,
yeah.
Because you had to retool everything. You know, I mean, it was recruited and coached. The culture was all about the triple option, and so you don't just turn that over overnight. So I think with UConn, I think it's the same thing. This thing has been run into the dirt. It's basically a brand new – you got to approach it, in my opinion. You have to approach it like it's just a brand new program. And whoever's coming in has a minimum of 4 years to get this thing turned in the right direction. Outside of that, it's just trying to get somebody that's interested in probably going home back east. You know, this is where you find that OC, DC. This is why even in our records, we keep where everybody is from, their hometown, where they've coached, where they went to school, all these things. So you can go, okay, UConn, let's focus on guys from the Northeast that may want to come back here that are good at offense or good at defense. They're not going to hire a head coach, not very likely, unless mm-hmm. they go into the FCS. And there's good options there. To me, the focus is going to be on the FCS head coach if they go that direction. Certainly a quality OC or quality DC that's out there. And hopefully somebody that is from that area that wants to really try to build something, because they can't afford to bring somebody in and lose them quickly because they've been down for so long.
You know, the next great coach normally does not start at Notre Dame. Nick Saban's first job, head coach Toledo, for gosh sakes. Urban Meyer, Bowling Green. Walt Bell, I don't know what you thought of him a couple of years ago. It ain't happening at UMass. And I don't know that UMass really matters other than it's somebody's first job. And is that a fair description of what that job is? Somebody's first job, and it could be the next great coach because they can roll the dice.
Right. No different than UConn, really. Yeah. You know, they rolled the dice on a barely average offensive coordinator with no head coach experience. And that is just a bad risk right there. The results have not been at all surprising. Actually, maybe a little bit, because UMass really sucks.
They're 1-18.
I mean, it is. It's you know, it's like you roll the dice, and 1-18 is impressive. It's harder to go 1-18 than 18-1. I swear it is. So there's way more 12-0 seasons out there than 0-12. So what he's doing there is pretty special, just on the wrong end of special. But UMass is just like UConn, in my opinion, just from the standpoint of come in here, try to turn it around, and see what you got. And you just got to understand that your school's likely a stepping stone. And if you get somebody that turns it around, cool. You did a good job hiring. Now use that same decision paradigm and go find the next great head coach.
I was wrapping up a day bar two from CFB Matrix. I was talking about the two categories. It's either give us a reason to keep you. We love you. We want you to be the coach, but you got to give us a reason. To the other mm-hmm. side, give us a reason to fire you. I think in 2016, Ed Orgeron was in the first category. I think he's in the second category now.
The most unlikely national championship. I mean, it's got to be that national title. Given his history as a head coach prior to and since, is going to be one of the top 10 enigmas in my college football career. I'll never understand it. I'll never get it. How it all came together, lightning in a bottle, Burrow, Brady, Aranda, boom, and yep. Bang, right back to it. So, yeah, they're probably looking for a way to maybe get out of this thing. We'll see where it goes. Again, early. His offensive and defensive coordinator have been calling plays for, what, 3 weeks now? Mm-hmm. I mean, nothing at all. So we'll just wait and see on that. But I think he's probably trending more towards just give us a reason to get rid of you than keep you. But I don't like rooting for anybody to lose a job, no matter how much money they make. So and I think college football is better when our big brands are doing well. And LSU is a monstrous brand.
My goodness. So agree. I've said that the season seems more authentic when Southern Cal, Notre Dame, Texas, when they're really representing out there. Dave, wrapping up today, tell everybody again what it is you do and how to get in touch with you. And, I mean, literally, folks, he'll give you his number.
Oh, yeah. Well, I haven't heard from any of your listeners in a while.
Well, you weren't on last week, right?
I know, but I always appreciate it. Now, the one guy who's going to appreciate not hearing from me is Lincoln Riley, because he doesn't play any more of our clients the rest of the season. Almost got him the last 2 weeks.
Wow. Wow, that's right. Nebraska and Tulane.
I didn't say that.
Oh, I did. Yeah,
he's not facing any more clients the rest of the way. So I expect Oklahoma to turn it on. But we tell stories with numbers, and I take phone calls and texts from anybody. So if you're an AD listening, a head coach listening, football ops agent, or you're just a fan of this show and you just want to say hi or ask me a question, here's the number. It's 503-504-8710, and I will do everything I can to get back to anybody that replies to that.
whether it's an NFL coaching staff, somebody on the board of regents in the SEC, or, I don't know, somebody listening in Ocala, Florida. That's right. That's who Dave Bartu is here for. Appreciate you, brother. We'll do it again in 7 days.
Take it easy, Chuck. Good to be on again.
All right, Dave Bartu again, CFP Matrix, and I'm happy now. Maybe my shoulders will feel better. And that To Catch a Smuggler had me freaked out, man. That is the official term. It's called a controlled delivery, where the FBI agent – or customs. It's Customs and Border Protection. They dress up like, I don't know, Larry's Delivery. And they're holding the meth or the hemp shoulder cream. And then all of a sudden, I'm on the news with a jacket over my face. But Dave says no, it is legal in all 50 states and territories of the U.S.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey, sandwich lovers. Today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open. Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.